Blog Talk Radio.
I may be a soldier, I'll stand up for you. When your world comes crashing down, I'll be the one to hold you. Let me be a soldier, I'll fight for you. When you're up against the wall, I will pull you through.
South Florida Connects provides straight spouse awareness support.
Have you found out that you're a straight spouse? Are you worried about what that means for you and your family now? South Florida Connects is here for you. We are a local Miramar nonprofit outreach and advocacy organization that provides straight spouse awareness support to men and women who need help to deal with the devastating realization that their spouse or significant other is secretly gay. If you suspect, are found out by admission or incriminating evidence that your spouse, the father or mother of your children, your life partner, your significant other is gay, and you need help handling this devastating information, we are here for you. We understand how difficult and debilitating this can be. Here at South Florida Connects, we believe no straight spouse should be left behind. Visit us at our website at southfloridaconnects.com. That's southfloridaconnects.com. Or call our support hotline at 954-983-9751. That's 954-983-9751. And leave us a message with your contact information, and our peer support specialist will contact you. Or you can email us at sfconnects@gmail.com. That's sfconnects@gmail.com to share the details and say what help you need. You can be anonymous, as we do not need to know your name to help you. Call us if you want to have a seminar or support group meeting at your church, business, or organization. Turn to South Florida Connects for straight spouse awareness, as no straight spouse should be left behind. Go to southfloridaconnects.com for more information.
And maybe a soldier, I'll die for you.
Hello, and welcome to Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. I am Debbie Thomas Brown, your host. And for this program, we'll be talking about how you can recognize your gay spouse's identity evolution. Because, let's face it, some of you will be staying in your marriages. And those of you who are leaving, you still want to understand what the heck is going on with your spouse. Why did he marry me in the first place? How could I have been so blind? How could I not know she was a lesbian? So many questions plague straight spouses when their gay mates come out. It's easy to blame ourselves. What's wrong with me, some of you may ask. Did I cause this chameleon to change colors? In reality, the gay spouse usually experiences an evolution of self-recognition that may take many years, and it has nothing to do with you, the straight spouse. Understanding your gay partner's psychological process will help you, the straight spouse, feel less disoriented and better able to cope with unexpected and puzzling behaviors. Believe me, I know you have been experiencing some very head-scratching moments. Let's talk about the homosexual identity formation. It's a theoretical model developed by Dr. Vivian Cass, and this helps to explain the long period of internal conflict preceding most gays' self-recognition. Because your husband didn't just find out he might be gay. Your lesbian wife didn't just find out that she might be lesbian. There has been some stuff going on for a while, but maybe they didn't accept it yet. Maybe they didn't want to look into it yet. And some people have been looking into it, and now they decide to do something about it. So Dr. Cass' six-stage formulation clarifies the process and helps explain the surprise and shock of the straight spouses. The first stage is the identity confusion. Yes, your husband or your wife, your gay husband or your lesbian wife, begins with the awareness of thoughts. The identity confusion in them begins with the awareness of thoughts, emotions, and behaviors that feel different, incongruent with homosexual identity. It is marked by inner turmoil and alienation while the person tries to resolve sexual confusion in isolation. Two outcomes are possible in this early stage. And you may have experienced it or seen it, but didn't even realize what it was. Number one, inhibition and denial, which may bring closure to the issue, or continued stress from the incongruent homosexual manifestations, which force the individual into the second stage of identity comparison. This is where your gay spouse would have been involved in exploration of the differences between himself and others. Social alienation and feeling out of place. That's the second one. Not belonging or common. Not wanting to be different. Your gay spouse may continue to pass as heterosexual, which they have been doing with you for years. While some feel good about their growing awareness of homosexuality, others react with denial, more intense heterosexual behavior, or by becoming asexual. That, you know, sometimes a woman will say, her husband used to have several different girlfriends, and actually he slept with some of them. So she didn't understand, how can he be gay when he was sleeping around with other women? Well, this is what he was trying to do. He was trying to indulge in intense heterosexual behavior to cover up his gayness. Or he became asexual. He refused to have any form of sexual contact with whether you or with other women or with any men. Many devalue themselves and fall into a pattern of self-hatred that in extreme forms may lead to suicide, and this has happened. Tensions of that second stage often lead into a third phase, which is the identity intolerance stage. Here, individuals view themselves as probably gay and begin contacting the homosexual subculture. That's when they started to go online and surf and go into all the, you know, gay websites. They may go to all the gay websites to get information about the different gay communities and stuff like that. Now, this contact alleviates their feelings of isolation and alienation from homosexuality. And they begin to detach emotionally from their heterosexual relationships. Now, you notice that there was a time when you noticed that your husband was detached or your lesbian wife was detached, very detached. Now, this is probably what was happening to them at that time. This is when their straight spouses feel growing separation and emotional distance. Any negative experiences with other gays during this exploration may fuel self-hatred and a desire to end homosexual impulses. So that is why sometimes you, the straight spouse, if they tell you that they're gay and they move out and they are gone for a while and then they come back and they are so romantic and they want to make everything work with you because they went out there and whatever experiences they were expecting did materialize and maybe the experience they had were negative, so they want to come back home and try to make it work with you. So, you know, if you don't understand what's going on, you will get so confused and you have no idea whether you're coming or you're going. So like I said before, Any negative experiences with other gays during this exploration may fuel self-hatred and a desire to end homosexual impulses. However, if the initial experiences feel positive, greater self-esteem and a sense of empowerment may follow. As contact with the homosexual community increases, anxiety over possible discovery intensifies, along with attraction toward the forbidden. This is when some men will become so dysfunctional that they will start to do really crazy stuff and take chances and have public sexual experiences, you know, because they're like feeling out of control and they want to do things that were normally would be considered forbidden. They want to experience it. So they will do a lot of crazy stuff during this time. This is the time when some of them get arrested too, because they have public sex in public places and restrooms and parks. And this is when some of them will get arrested. In the fourth stage of identity acceptance, identification with other homosexuals increases. The person's sexual identity may be selectively disclosed to heterosexuals who can be trusted to keep the secret. Now, this is when some of them may tell you, the wife or the husband, that they are gay. They may tell you. They might not tell you. They might pick somebody else to tell, like their parents. But this is when they disclose that, when they have identity acceptance. Now, this is an ambivalent and difficult stage, with the gay person managing to fit in with both homosexual and straight culture. Inner conflict between the emerging identity and society's rejection may lead to the next stage, which is called the identity pride. This more aggressive stance values homosexual culture and devalues heterosexual norms. There is anger about social limitations, deepening commitment to gay life in this stage, and often results in changes of job, in the marriage, or the home. Destructive, impulsive actions may be expected. Constructive activism on gay issues, such as AIDS prevention and treatment. As attitudes settle, positive acceptance from members of the heterosexual community can lead to the final sixth stage of identity synthesis. Anger and pride may remain, but they are tempered as the gay person experiences similarities to straight individuals and differences from other homosexual individuals. The person has a broader perspective that integrates the gay identity as one among other important aspects of the self, and personal and public identities synthesize. This whole evolution of gay self-identification deeply impacts family. During the first stage of identity confusion and comparison, your gay partner may be emotionally suppressed, distant, depressed, needy, or alternating between neediness and emotional distance. In identity tolerance and acceptance, your partner becomes more confident, but also increasingly detached. Growing involvement with the gay community means increased absence from home. Your mate's life is split between two worlds, putting you both in the closet. In the fifth stage, the identity pride, expect dramatic, impulsive, abrupt changes as your partner shifts to the extreme of a gay lifestyle. You will probably experience rejection, but it has little to do with you personally. This is not your fault. Remember this. Do not ever blame yourself or your spouse being gay, because you have nothing to do with it. If the gay mate moves on to the final stage of identity synthesis, chances are that a balanced, friendly relationship can eventually be salvaged. This is not a speedy process. A perplexed and conflicted individual may be confused about sexual identity for years and may never experience all of these stages. But as in Cass's model, which helps to clarify the theoretical journey and may help you understand your own history as a straight spouse. Awareness of Cass's six stages can facilitate healing and peace of mind for all involved. When a gay husband or lesbian wife can be recognized as evolving through their own stages of self-awareness, it is much easier to blame no one and to move more freely into a reconfigured future. So basically, if you understand what's going on, you suspect that your spouse is gay, and you're noticing some different behaviors and some different actions, and if you can understand what they mean and which stage they're falling into their identity evolution, you can have a little more peace of mind, because then you realize, it's not about me. I have nothing to do with it. It's them. It has nothing to do with you. And whether you were there or not, they would have gone through the same thing. You had nothing to do with it. You didn't make it happen, and you cannot change it. And while you're thinking about it, remember, you are not alone. There are so many other men and women who are going through the same thing. Now, does this model fit your experience as a straight spouse? I am the minority and immigrant liaison for our Straight Wives Support Network. That's the Bonnie K Straight Wives Support Network. We want to help you as you transition through all the chaos and uncertainty of this difficult time. We are interested in your journey and would welcome your email. You can send us an email at sfconnects@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at southfloridaconnects.com. That's southfloridaconnects.com, and contact us from there. Remember this. You are not alone. There is support available for you, the straight spouse. Life was not meant to be this difficult, period. You have help available. You can send Bonnie an email at bonkaye@aol.com. That's bonkaye@aol.com to get information on how you can join our online support chats. We have three times weekly support chats. That's Sundays, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you want to be a part of this support chat, you can send her an email and she will send you the information how you can become a member of the group. Also, we'll be going to Houston on the first week of March for our healing weekend, or for straight spouse healing weekend retreat. Last year we were in Houston and we had a blast. We had a wonderful time with straight spouses coming from all over, coming together, joining in support of each other. And it was a very healing time. And we are trying to do it again this year with even more straight spouses coming from more states and possibly more countries, so that we can come together and support each other in an atmosphere where everyone understands what you're going through. So when you speak about your situation, everybody understands and you can get the best support that you possibly can think of in that room. So send Bonnie an email at bonkaye@aol.com and write Houston in the subject line, and she will send you information how you can join us in Houston on March 2nd and 3rd, 2013 for our Healing Weekend Retreat. This is for straight wives only. We are sorry, but at this time we are not able to bring the men and women together. We are just having the women together at this time. So send an email to Bonnie at bonkaye@aol.com if you want to join us in Houston for our Healing Weekend Retreat. I will be going in on Friday, the 1st of March, and I'm looking forward to seeing some of you there, because this is a very, very good thing for people who are hurting, or even if you are a distance in your journey, or even if you already think that you have been over the hump and you are okay. You can come and share your experiences and share how you got through it with other people who are struggling, so that they can understand that if even one person can do it, they will be able to do it too. Also, Bunny just started a support for children who have gay fathers. So if you have children who you would like support for, peer support for, you can give Bunny send Bunny an email also at vonk@aol.com and tell her that you would like your child to be a part of the Children of Gay Fathers support group, because you never know what your child needs if you don't actually talk to them and have them talk to other peers who have, you know, are going through the same thing that they're going through, because they can be such a good support for each other. And you can take all the help that you can get, because now this is a very stressful time for you, the straight parent. And if you can get some support, you take it, because it's free support. So give Bunny a call, send Bunny an email at vonk@aol.com and let her know you want your child to be a part of her new Kids with Gay Fathers support group. Thank you for joining me for this edition of Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. I am Debbie Thomas Brown. It was a pleasure talking to you this evening. And I just want you to know that no matter what you're going through, no matter what is happening to you, none of this is your fault. You had nothing to do with it. You couldn't change it. And now that you know, you still cannot change it. You are not alone. Remember that. When you're feeling crazy and you feel like you're going underwater, remember, you are not alone. Thank you for joining me for Straight Spouse Awareness. Be blessed, my brothers and sisters. Have a wonderful evening. Through the night, when your love is so You have been listening to Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. Your host was Debbie Thomas Brown, the president and founder of South Florida Connects. Thank you for tuning in. Please be advised that South Florida Connects does not give advice. We provide general information and Straight Spouse Awareness peer support. Subject matter discussed on this radio program are for informational purposes only. We believe in education and empowerment, so we will share information we deem important with you. If you have a situation that matches anything we discussed, please seek the appropriate professional. We do not make on-air recommendations, but if you send an email to sfconnects@gmail.com or leave a detailed message with contact information on our Straight File support hotline at 954-983-9751, we will provide a means for you to connect with an appropriate Straight Spouse Awareness professional. We hope that information given here on this radio program will help you become more aware of your circumstances and propel you to get the help that you need for yourself and your family. We are a community, and whatever each one of us can do to contribute to the improvement and betterment of all, we should do so in a spirit of giving and sharing. Visit our website at southfloridaconnects.com for more information on Faith Spouse Awareness. If you have questions or have a topic that you would like to hear discussed, you can send us an email at sfconnects@gmail.com or leave us a message at 954-983-9751. May God continue to cover you with His guidance and care. There is nothing you'll face today, this week, this month, or this year that the Lord can't bring you through. I am praying that the peace of God will flood your soul and send any fears holding you back running so that the vision the Lord has given you will come to pass. Thank God for what you have, and always remember to trust God for what you need. Thank you for joining South Florida Connects for Straight Spouse Awareness. Be blessed, my Straight Spouse brothers and sisters.